And as we heard in the 8 o'clock news, 47 Palestinians are reported to have been killed and dozens injured, most of them women and children, in overnight Israeli bombardment of the central Gaza Strip. That's according to the Palestinian news agency WAFA. Sky News Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkle can tell us more. What are we learning, Alistair?
A series of airstrikes overnight by the Israeli military targeted locations in Deir al-Bala, al-Zawaida and the Nusayrat camp. Now, these are all in central Gaza, which does mark a slightly different focus from recent days, because in recent days, the Israeli military has been encircling and carrying out heavy fighting in the northern Gaza Strip. That does continue, but operations are also being carried out elsewhere in Gaza. So according to the health ministry in Gaza, 47 people killed, as you say, many of them women and children, in yet another series of airstrikes, and the Israeli military only saying that they were targeting Hamas terrorists and command centers, but not providing any evidence of that.
And we were hearing on the programme just yesterday the situation in Gaza already beyond catastrophic.
In particular in northern Gaza, because of that operation that I just mentioned. So much of northern Gaza is now virtually cut off from humanitarian aid being able to get in, cut off from rescue workers being able to go to the site of airstrikes, and cut off medically, in so much that the medical facilities are now depleted and degraded to such an extent that if you take, for example, just one hospital, the Kamal Adwan Hospital, it has more than 150 patients and only two medical staff to care for them, and their facilities are in a dreadful state as well. So it is a crisis in northern Gaza. The amount of aid getting in is minimal. I was just reading this morning that in October saw the least amount of aid getting to northern Gaza of any month over the past year. The United States has been pressuring Israel to get more aid in. That looked as though it was happening for a couple of days, but the Americans have now said they believe the Israelis are still not allowing enough aid in.
Sky News Middle East correspondent Alistair Bunkle there.